is so good to see all of you. I'm thankful for the privilege to be able to be here, and I do consider it to be such. Jim, it's good to see you, and I truly am sorry. It's always good to be with those that the Lord's given a heart to preach the gospel. I'm thankful, but I'm truly sorry and feel somewhat of your pain. Let's take our Bibles and turn to the Gospel according to Mark. Gospel according to Mark, chapter 5. I find great joy in beholding Scripture, especially that Scripture that speaks of, and it all does, but there's some to me that especially sets forth some comfort, some hope, some joy. The need of a sinner being met in the Lord Jesus Christ. Their need. He shall supply all of your need. As Sammy was reading the scripture in the book of Leviticus, he was talking about the law concerning the issue of blood. And as I was listening to him read it again, I was thinking to myself, that is a picture, a universal picture of every person born in Adam. They're separated. They're cursed by the law. They have need. Atonement's going to have to be made for them. They need. I think the greatest realization that a man or woman ever comes to, this is it. This is the greatest realization. I need Him. I need Him. I dare not leave this world without Him. We were talking this morning in the Sunday school. Folks find great comfort, I know, in their confessions and their creeds and their, I must have Him. I must have Him. To die without Him is to perish. Perish. But to be made to see by faith the Lord Jesus Christ as my hope is to have the glorious light of life shine within my heart. I must have Him. I want to be honest about this. I want to be real honest. I'm going to ask myself, and you ask yourself this morning. I just might as well be honest. But I'm telling you, this life is but a vapor. This life is fading. I'm telling you, these days are short. Do I need Him? Now you say, well, that's a ridiculous question. Do you? Do I need Him? Do I need Him? Scripture reveals, as there's been a lot of folks, my experience reveals, little that I know, just little bit I know, and I don't know much. I think I've beheld something of folks that don't need Him. Do I? Do I need Him? By God's grace, I do. But outside of His grace, left to myself, I'm sufficient. I'm increased with goods and I have need of nothing. I don't need anything. By God's grace, man begins to see something of his need of Christ. I need Him. Do I feel by that divine constraint? I'm helpless. I'm hopelessly lost without Him. I'm going to tell you this. I'm not trying to scare anybody because nobody's going to be scared into being saved. I can tell you that. I can remember years ago, you know, I figured you could show films on hell, you know, and scare folks. And you can't. That means nothing. New heart. Do I see by faith my need of Him? Have I believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation? Is my standing before Almighty God His honor? His justice being satisfied? Is that what is truly the longing of my heart? I've heard folks say, I don't want, you know, I don't want God justice, you know. I'm going to tell you this. I want to be just. I want Him to be just. But oh, deal with me in mercy. Be just. I want His justice. Be satisfied. On law. Be satisfied. He said, I'm a just God. And you know what the believer says? Lord, I want you to be just. I want my sin to be dealt with. I want my guilt be paid for. But oh, that it might be paid for in another. I dare not stand before Him in myself. I dare not stand before Him with guilt found on me. I've heard folks say, the only sins you're going to have to answer for are those that you don't confess. I don't know what I've done. The depth of my rebellion is far deeper than I realize. I don't know what I've already done this morning. I don't realize, Jim, how much I've dishonored Him. I have already walked up in this pulpit this morning, and I know that in myself, in and of myself, I have not thought perfectly before Him. I've dishonored Him already. The best that I've done, not good enough. You know what I need? I need a substitute. I need somebody deal with my sin. I need somebody to be my representative. I need a mediator. I need an advocate. I want somebody to plead for me. And don't plead best I've done. Plead the best that He's done. And charged it to me for salvation by grace. What a wonderful message. Salvation by grace. For by grace are you saved through faith. By guilt put to Him. How much of it? All of it. His righteousness imputed to me. The robe of His righteousness. Now this is some comfort right here. That I have no chargeable guilt. Someone says, yeah, but I tell you what. We're just sinners. I know. Sin is ever present with me. I know that. And I grieve over that. I hate that. I hate it. The thoughts, the intents, my heart, the faithlessness, I hate that. I hate what I've thought since I've been here. I hate that which I should have thought of that was honorable that I didn't. I hate that. But that sin that is present for the believer, He paid for that. He paid for that. Heard people say, all you got to do is confess. Just confess it. Told somebody, confession, all you're doing is admitting what you are. Well, I'm just a sinner. Now, the wages of sin is still death. God's law is going to be satisfied. Justice is going to be satisfied. Law is going to be kept, or I have no hope. No hope. There was a woman right here, and this is what the law says. Law says if you have an issue of blood, or a problem, you're going to be separated, you're going to be cast out. 7 days. It straightens up, it straightens up. It's healed in 7 days, then you come in and you be, you're healed of it. On the eighth day, sacrifice is made. Atonement's going to have to be made for you to enjoy the fellowship again. 7 days. Now, if at the end of 7 days, if you have not been cleansed, if it hadn't dried up, if the problem's not over, then you stay separated until it is. Seven days is not enough, just you're separated until it's long enough. Let me ask you something. How long do you think it would be for man in himself, separated from God? How long, Jim, would he have to be separated from God before he was good enough then? 7 days. And if 7 days is not enough, then, Scripture says here was a certain woman, and she had an issue of blood 12 years. 12 years. Now, I can tell you this, unless she crosses paths with the Lord Jesus Christ, she's going to die like that. Hmm. 12 years. There was a certain woman
wasn't just any woman. Here was a woman, this scripture is going to bear out, that the Lord Jesus Christ must needs be here for her. Certain woman. Well, I tell you, that word right there just means, you know, there was a certain man. It was a certain, not just anybody. There's lots of folks there, but this was a certain woman. Boy, I think to myself, oh, could it be that certain one could be here? There was a certain woman. Just anybody to everybody else, but not to him, here's one that he had always beheld, everlastingly loved, looked upon with affection as one of his sheep. Yeah, but she had an issue of blood. I still want to be sheep. Well, the sheep he had. And he must needs get them, because he's going to pay this lady's debt. Quite aware of her. Just a certain woman. And had an issue of blood for 12 years. And remember, here's a picture right here of man's situation before Almighty God. Every man just like this. Every woman born in Adam just like this. Got an issue of blood. It is the issue. Issue of blood. Blood's the issue. Hers unclean. No hope. No healing. No salve. And this woman had suffered many things of many physicians, spent all that she had. Nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Natural man. Now this is the way that we are. We're going to try everything in the world we can to make our situation better. And you're always going to find, for those that Almighty God reveals something of Himself, and something who they are, and their need of Him, He's always the last. My dad said, had all kinds of sayings, but one of these things he'd always say, and I think he meant it. He'd say, why is it that if you lose something, it's always in the last place you look when you find it? And I thought, man by nature, he's going to try everything. Everything. This woman had suffered, spent all she had, wasn't benefited at all. Best efforts on man's part is going to avail nothing. Everything that he does is just going to expose his insufficiency, inabilities. You get to feeling bad and you want to straighten up and fly right. You come down and you give the preacher your hand. It's not very many weeks after that. You got to come down and rededicate, you know, and just be rebaptized and come in. If this one right here doesn't make you feel good, there's another church just down here. I passed quite a few of them after I got off of I-40. There's lots of them. You can try something else. Well, the scripture says that she heard that the Lord Jesus Christ came in the press behind. She touched His garment. She heard as a first step of her hope. She heard something. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Contrary to popular belief, all men have not faith. That's what Scripture says. Folks say, well, you know, we're all born with just a little bit of faith and just exercise. And just, I'm telling you, man born in Adam does not have faith. Not saving faith. Not faith from above. It's given unto you to believe. This woman heard. I've said before, I may have said this last time I was here. I think about that blind Bartimaeus. That's probably one of my favorite scriptures. There's certain scriptures that I read, and that's one of them. Blind Bartimaeus. I love that story. Story about this old man. Blind. And the scripture says that he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And I thought to myself, I wonder how many times that old man had heard of this Jesus of Nazareth. Here's what he heard. He heard that this Jesus of Nazareth had caused somebody that was blind to see. And I wonder how many times he was tired of hearing that story. I wonder how many times he could have just heard that. I could almost imagine, it's this old blind man that stops somebody and say, would you tell me one more time? Tell me that story one more time. How many times do you tire those that know him? How many times do you tire of hearing how your guilt was charged to him? How many times do you tire of hearing election? He everlastingly loved his people. How many times do you tire of hearing the message that God became a man that he might walk as that man, those elect, that church, his bride's representative, earn a righteousness before Almighty God. As a man, how often do you tire of hearing that message that says those that believe, for those that believe that he's given a heart unto him, that there's a man, your friend, your Lord, your substitute, that one that paid your debt for you, sitting on the throne of God, pleading his work on your behalf. And that when Almighty God, at the appointed time of your departure, will not look upon you as being answerable, but has forever looked at your surety. We talked about that this morning. And then, for his sake, for his honor, for his work, for his accomplishment, and to those in him will say, well done. How do you think? Would you tell me that story one more time? This woman heard. She heard. She heard of Jesus. She heard of him. This is what happens. God's people, they sit under the gospel. That message goes out. The Spirit of God takes that message of God's salvation. They hear him. They hear of him. They hear that which Almighty God, for his own purpose and will, for his sake and for their good, has done. She heard. Boy, what a hope was produced in this woman's heart when she heard. I tell you, God's people hear the message of the gospel, and as they hear it over and over and over, and the Spirit of God bears record their heart, they know him. They have a heart after him. They can enter in somewhat to those disciples on the road to Emmaus when Lord Jesus Christ left, and they said, didn't our heart burn within us as He opened unto us the Scriptures? They know something. They see something of Him. Wasn't any comfort talking to all these physicians that she visited. I know that there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction, death, despair. This woman heard of Jesus. I tell you, where a need is truly met in hearing, and God's people hear. Faith cometh by hearing. This gospel, the gospel of salvation by grace, needful to be preached. Paul said, this is the power of God and salvation. This gospel goes out, it's proclaimed, it's set forth. And the Spirit of God makes it effectual to God's people. They hear it. They hear Him. Where He gives a heart, a response is going to take place. They say, now wait a minute. You say, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You know what the Lord Jesus Christ said? My sheep hear my voice, and they follow. I didn't say your coming merited salvation. I just said you're coming. I didn't say that your hearing merited your salvation. I said you're going to hear, though. God's people hear. She came in the press, and she touched His garment. I tell you, one that hears of Him and sees Him by faith to be their need. What does this woman need? She needed Him. I need Him. And she was going. The sheep come. And all the time they're coming, they're going to tell you this. My coming didn't merit my salvation. I came because He drew me. And you know what? They want to. Where before they didn't want to. But He said, thy people shall be willing in the day of His power, your power. They come. And they're not going to attribute anything that they did as meriting. But they're going to come. They're going to hear. They are willing. Left to themselves, they'll never come. They'll never seek. But I'll tell you this, when they come, it's because He's already given them life. They didn't come to get life. If you come, men say, if you come, He'll give you life. I'll tell you this, He'll give you life. And then you'll come. He makes a man anew. He creates a new man, a new heart, a new mind. That man says, Lord, have mercy on me. That man was alive. Already alive. Men are not made alive because they came. They came because they alive. She heard. She really heard. How'd she hear? He gave her ears to hear. This woman had heard, and she heard. She heard of Jesus. True need produces by the Spirit of God a logical conclusion. If I touch Him, if I get to Him, I'm going to be whole. I tell you, that's an illogical conclusion to the carnal mind. That foolishness. That's foolishness. Now here's what you gotta do, see. You gotta straighten up, fly right, and get your priorities straight and clean up your past, and you gotta do all this kind of stuff. To the carnal mind, it's not logical just to come to Him. There's too many things you gotta do. A true need, true life, true hope, new heart, new mind, life produced by God Himself, then you hear, then you come, then you call. Let me make that real clear. You hear because you're alive. Easy to come, call. They're not looking to doctrine, though they have doctrine. They're not looking to their faith, though they have faith. They look into Christ. If I can get to Him, if I touch Him, if I can be found in Him, I can touch Him. I'm telling you something. God's people, right now, you agree with this. I'll tell you why. This is what you say right now. If I'm in Him, I got all hope. Yeah, but what about if you haven't? If I get to Him, if I touch Him, I got some life. Yeah, but you haven't done. I touch Him. He give me a heart. He drawn me by His power. He's revealed Himself to me. If I be found in Him, I have all hope. All hope. But aren't you concerned about? No, I'm not. Or not. I must have Him. If I can get to Him, here He is. There's the Lamb. Here's a woman right here. This woman right here had an issue of blood, and this woman is dead. By law, this woman's condemned. By law, this woman's an outcast. This woman right here needs a substitute. This woman needs some atonement. This woman right here, this woman without any hope, by God's grace, sees her hope. She came to the Lord Jesus Christ, touched His clothes. You know what the law said? Law said that someone had an issue of blood, if they touched anybody or touched anything, and somebody touched that, they're all unclean. This woman knew. She knew. I know what I am. By God's grace, a sinner. I'm talking about a sinner. Somebody that sees something of what they are. I'm not talking about just somebody, well, I know, I might have. I might have done something, maybe, you know. No. I'm talking to somebody that knows something truly of their rebellion against Almighty God. I don't know it as I ought. And I know this. If I did, I couldn't even stand. I know that. He's not shown me the completeness of my rebellion before Him, but I know this. Without Him, I have no hope. If I get to Him, if I can get to Him, touch but His clothes, I'll be whole. Law said, you touch, they're clean. Now here's the spotless Lamb. The Lamb of Almighty God, undefiled. I tell you this, if I get to Him, my guilt been put on Him. Law said you touch somebody, they become what you are. You mean to tell me that Almighty God take what I am completely, totally, sin, and charged it to Him, and I was made whole? That's right. That's when a sinner would say, I must have Him. He's my sin bearer, and He is my righteousness. And that divine exchange, my guilt to Him, and His righteousness to me. And I stand without blame, and I stand in Him, holy, holy, justified, no record that I ever rebelled against Him, none. That's the most amazing message I've ever heard in my life. The law demanded sacrifice. Someone had an issue of blood, they're outcast. That man was cast out, put out. And he's going to stay there until he's healed. Man is left himself, going to perish. This woman heard. She came. And she touched by faith. Not of herself. I agree. She heard not of herself. I wonder how many folks were there. And she came and touched Him. Christ Himself was made a curse for us, Galatians 3:13, and hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. He became what she is. What I am, what you are. If you know Him. The undefiled priest that can take His people to God, touched by this woman. He became us, not defiled personally, by the touch of sin, charged to His account, though. And straightway, Scripture says, the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed. She knew. She knew before that she was in need. It's the rule of all those that see their need of Him. I've been made whole. Someone says, you mean that you'll rest your soul totally on that? That's all I got. This scripture right here declares Him to be so. And as He says He is, He is. And as He says I am, I am. I'll tell you this, as men that are basing their soul on the best they can do, and they have no hope. And she felt, Scripture says, in her body, that she was healed of that plague. She had some assurance. And God's people do too. Now, I know this. I know that in the weakness of this flesh, I mentioned something this morning. I said the longer I go, the older I get, the more I realize my stupidity. I realize that I don't know everything that I thought I used to. You know, I just don't. And I see in myself, that is in my flesh, there dwells no good thing, and I hate that. I hate it. It grieves me. It truly does. I'm glad that it does. But I'm telling you, it still hurts. It still hurts. But there's no joy, and there's no comfort, and there's no peace in looking within. There's no joy, and there's no comfort within in me admitting, though I do, my insufficiency. I know I am. I'm thankful that He's given me a heart. Pray He'd keep me by His grace to see something of the frailty of this flesh. But I see no comfort in it. I have one source of comfort, that I might see Him, I look to Him. I might be made. This woman, Scripture says, she touched Him, and she felt in her body that she'd been made whole of that plague. Colossians 2:2 says that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love and in all riches of the assurance of understanding. Now, Almighty God give a man an assurance of himself, and that's a treasure. That's a treasure. Because I know just enough about myself to where, if left to myself and looking inside, and whereas Newton said all is dark and wild, if I deem myself a child, why am I like this? Why do I doubt Him as I do? Why am I so inconsistent as I am? Why? Then He said, those of you that know Him, is it that way with you too? I think all God's people, they know something about this. But I'm telling you, you don't find any comfort looking inside. Comfort's in Him. I know what I am. But, oh, how thankful that He'd take that, pay that debt. She knew in herself, He said, who touched my clothes? Who touched me? Who put their hands on me by faith? No secret act of faith unknown to Almighty God. A lot of folks around there bumping into Him and everything. I kind of thought about that. This woman came in here, and I'll guarantee you, she probably touched Him the lightest that day. Just both bumping, knocking Him, you know. But the Scripture says that He said, virtue's gone out of me. He drew that woman unto Himself. He was there for her. He crossed her. He must needs be right there. Who touched me? I promise you this. You'll have opportunity to openly confess Him. Gave this woman. She's gonna have to say something. And she wasn't ashamed of it. Scripture says that she came, and when He looked around to see her that had done this, He looked at her. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy. He looked at her, and the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. God's people are made truthful. They're honest. He'd fear and trembling. Here's a woman right here that you'd say, well, she ought to be just rejoicing. She was. But she knew something of herself, too. Doubt. Fear. Those that come by faith, there is some comfort. He said unto her, daughter, boy, what a word. Can you imagine? Daughter. By faith, she knew him. She knew who this was. If I get to him, if I touch him, if I just touch him, I'll be made whole. She knew who that was. Like Peter, when the Lord Jesus Christ said, who do men say that I am? You know, some say this and that and that. Who do you say I am? Who do you think this woman said he was? She said, you're the Christ. You're my hope. You're all my salvation. I heard of you. I looked on you. You gave me faith. I came by faith, given from above. Who touched me? Me. I did. Daughter. Oh, that blessed word of adoption. Your faith. Faith from above. Been honored. That faith is impossible, please God. Your faith, thy faith, that's always, that amazes me. Given unto you to believe, your faith made you whole. That possession from above, your faith. You know what the gospel does? It just, it brings a man down. Just exalts him in Christ, but in himself. Wonder of wonders. Amazing grace. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of your plague. Boy, I tell you, there's no peace like knowing that my guilt had been put away, made whole by His power, by His merit, by His word. Let me ask you something. You need Him. Do you need Him? If you do, it's by God's grace that you do. Oh, I tell you, you take one that beholds something of their need of Him, and they're going to admit, I am what I am by the grace of God. Oh, that He gave me a heart to need Him, hear Him, see Him. What a miracle of God's grace. Lord, You're worthy. All honor, glory, praise due unto You. Thank You that You give me a heart, behold something, who You are. Didn't lead me to myself. This issue of blood, separated, outcast. I needed an atonement made for me. Lord, You're my atonement. I need sacrifice. Had to be some turtle dove, two pigeons. Some blood going to have to be shed. Without shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Lord, I know this. Your blood was shed because of my sin. The wages of my sin was death. You paid that for me. Who touched me? I did. By your grace, I did. By your mercy, I did. Why? Because you made me thus. You caused me to be here. Thank you. John.
Let's turn to number 318. Number 318. I need thee every hour. Let's all stand as we sing. Sing all four verses.
Savior, I come.